Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, so worthy to be praised. Amen. Stop for the gospel music open mic night. Have our gracious gospel music. And also, time for an open mic for anyone to call in and speak and see. Tell the world what they ask for with God, God Almighty. We will start. Tonight, we will start with scriptures from my beloved wife, new wife. She's not in, but has the scriptures and prayer. Start out. Here.
Book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. And it reads, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. May God add a blessing to the hearers as well as those who do his word. Thank you." Today's scripture comes from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 6 through 9, and it reads, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on those things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. May God add a blessing to the hearers and the doers of his word."
Our two scriptures, and now we will have our prayer.
Father God, in Jesus' name, we come to you repenting of all of our sins and transgressions, those sins we have committed and omitted against you. Forgive us now, Lord. We come thanking you for all you've done. We thank you for your word, which is life. We thank you for your grace and mercy that has kept us in this pandemic season and beyond. We ask that you continue protecting us from all harm and danger. Lord, you know the thoughts and plans that you have for us. Help us to trust in you always and not lean on our own understanding, knowing with full assurance that you will lead and guide us into what is right, prosperous, and purposeful. Father God, help us to stand, therefore, knowing that we are triumphant in you. Order our steps in your word. Heal our hearts and minds. Cover us in your blood and keep us in your will. These and other blessings I ask in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wonderful woman. Speaker of God. We'll start our gospel music now.
Thank you. Allowing me to see myself the way you see me. Thank you. Dedicated.
insecurities, acceptance, and even self-esteem. You never felt good enough. You never felt pretty enough. But imagine God whispering in your ear, letting you know that everything that has happened is now.
Amen. God will take care of you. Your call-in number is 929-477-1579. 929-477-1579. You're open to give praise to the Lord. As we continue.
No, 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 Yeah.
Amen. Amen. That's so true. Open mic now. If you have someone to testimony on, or just want to call and say, thank you, Lord. I have a testimony that I got married, and I believe I mentioned it myself one of the episodes, that, and it's been up to a month, and my wife is a wonderful woman, a woman of God. And I can testify that men do not give up on a wife that is precious, because if you do, you will regret it. So you have to keep your faith and your love with her, which I will always do. Things may look like it. Things may look like things are going, but there is me with her and no one other. Carry your women, men. Any other one. We are 929-477-1579. Call in and we'll get it. We'll just start up on our gospel music now.
I will be satisfied with you. I will.
Amen. Again, call in. There's 929-477-1579. Back to the Word of God.
Your word of God, speak to my heart, Lord. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never, never would have made it. Oh, I never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Hey, I would have lost it all. Oh, but now I see how you were there for me. I never,
never would have made it.
No, I
just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it. Tell them never could have made it.
Never could
have made it. Yes. We're still open mic. You can call in anytime during the show. If there's anyone that wants to speak, testify, or just say amen, call in 929-477-1579. Yes, I give my testimony. There's some people that keep saying that your marriage is a year, this right here, and you cheated on your wife already. No, not testify. That would not happen. Just to have those that say that. No, my wife is my wife. And that will never happen because I want to love and cherish her. I will. Testimonies. We will just continue with our music gospel.
Give a little thunder and I'll bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Somebody shout out to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, we've had on to some music, gospel music. Bless those that are in, that had the heart to speak, but didn't bless them all. And until next time, may God bless you and God keep you. God bless.